Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. I have a special guest for all of you who are out there thinking about retirement or already retired. And there's a lot of you that listen to the program. A lot of my clients listen. You're wondering what you're going to do when you retire. And now maybe it seems like, oh, every day will be Saturday and it'll be a lot of fun and I don't have to work and I'll have no problem filling up my schedule. Well, maybe you will and maybe you won't. I have people, a lot of people telling, including my mom, who has said that when you make that retirement transition, you know, it's not something people really are, a lot of people are prepared for. Nobody really tells you that they're going to have this whole transition. Well, we've invited a special guest to be on the program to talk with us about that. And his name is Jeffrey Raisley. Jeff is, well, he's made this transition and he's done a lot of things and he's written books. And we're going to be talking about how to transfer that success in business to a life outside of business and some of the psychology of retirement. So, Jeff, welcome to the program.
Thank you, David. Glad to be with you.
All right, very good. We're glad you're here. I read your bio and a lot of your information, and I said, I have to have this gentleman on the radio program because you're doing some pretty neat things. So I'd love for you to give a little bit of background to our listeners, and I think that'll help them understand some of your inspiration for not only being on the program, but writing the books you write on the subject.
Okay. Well, I practiced law in Indianapolis for 30 years and was lucky enough to have a very financially rewarding and successful law practice, although I found much of what lawyers do to be rather soul-killing. And so really, after just doing it for a few years, I was looking forward on how to get out of being a lawyer, or at least spending most of my time practicing law. So I was looking forward in terms of financial planning and psychological preparation to retire probably by the time I was 30. And
wow.
So I, you know, had hoped to be able to cut back in the amount of time I spent working and focused on making money to spending at least as much, if not more, time doing activities that I enjoyed and that were soul fulfilling by the time I was 40. So I did, and was really only working what Americans would consider part-time from 40 on, and by mid-50s left the law entirely. And the last few years have been concentrating on writing books. I'm the president of a foundation. I lead mountaineering and trekking expeditions in Nepal, and I teach classes for writers' groups and for my Quaker meeting here in Indianapolis. So,
outstanding. Well, and you've got six books you've written, and you've got some of them actually combine the adventure travel with philanthropy, and then, of course, a lot about this transition. And I think it's fascinating, first of all, to be able to make that transition so early in what people would consider, quote unquote, a working career. And then you've taken that, you know, the business world skill set, and you've applied it to this Besa Village project, which I think is really interesting in terms of what you've been able to do for that village. So I'm going to direct people to your website, Jeff, to get some more information, because I'm sure they will want to understand more about who you are and what you do, and maybe some of the books you've written. The website is Jeffrey Raisley, so it's traditional spelling for Jeffrey, Raisley, RASLEY.com, JeffreyRaisley.com. I want to hear about the Besa Village project. Before we do that, Jeff, what was probably for you the biggest challenge or hurdle or surprise in making the transition from, you know, the traditional work environment to pursuing these other things that you've done?
It's really, I think, surprising most people what at least I believe is the central challenge, and that is one of identity. So, you know, you meet somebody, you say, hey, how you doing, what's your name, so what do you do?
So
what do you do? And so for 30 years I say, I'm Jeff, I'm a lawyer. Well, when I started stop being a lawyer, it wasn't just a matter of how do I answer that question. It was a question of who am I? And, you know, we're uncomfortable not having
a label.
Yeah, a label and a sort of a central core to our identity, which we Americans tend to associate with work, profession, employment.
Yeah, we have this Dewey Decimal System in our head that we have to label and attach a code to everybody and put them in a little, nice little neat box that we have to be able to know who they are.
Exactly. And we do it to ourselves.
Oh, of course.
And so there's a discomfort about that. And so, you know, some people dream of the day that they don't have to work because they can play golf every day, and that's what they want to be, golfers. And others might want to be philanthropists and so forth. But a lot of us, you know, aren't really sure. I mean, so what am I going to do when I retire? Who am I when I retire? So in my case, there wasn't one central hobby or activity that I wanted to replace practicing law with. There were a bunch of different projects that I wanted to do and identities I wanted to take on. But I enjoy a sort of Renaissance approach to life. So I have this various roles and activities that I'm engaged in.
Very good. Well, if you're just joining us, ladies and gentlemen, Jeff Raisley is our guest. We're going to take a short break, Jeff, and we'll be right back.
Did you know living longer could be the death of your retirement? According to the U.S. Census Bureau, babies born today can expect to live until an average age of 78. Whether you're retiring today, tomorrow, or in 20 years, you must ask yourself, will your retirement plan go the distance? Holland Financial is ready to help. Call 888-747-PLAN to schedule your free consultation or visit us at davidholland.com.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. We have Jeffrey Raisley on the line with us. He's a profession retiree, but a Renaissance man, as we were talking before the break, and doing a lot of different things. And he's guiding us a little bit today in the transition from working full-time and some of the things to be expected when you move into a post, we'll call it maybe a post-formal working arrangement, to one of retirement that might mean a lot of things for a lot of different people. The website, JeffreyRaisley.com, Jeffrey and then RASLEY.com, number of that things there, including several books that Jeff has written. Now, Jeff, I wanted to ask you about one of the things that really kind of caught my attention when I was looking at your bio to ask you to be on the program, was the Besa Village project that you've been working on. Tell us a little bit about that. I just think this is a fascinating thing that you've done.
Well, thanks, David. Well, and just a minor correction, it's pronounced Besa.
Okay, Besa, thank you.
You're welcome. Well, after I turned 40 and was spending less time working, one of the activities I got really interested in was trekking and climbing in the Himalayas. And on one of those adventures, I encountered Sir Edmund Hillary and his family and became really impressed with how Sir Edmund Hillary had lived his life, because he became one of the most famous personalities in the 20th century by he and Tenzing Norgay being the first human beings to stand on the top of Mount Everest. But what, although the world gave him this great acclaim and wealth because of that, what he got from that experience was a tremendous love and respect for the Sherpa people who had helped him, and without their help, his team would have never even gotten to the base camp of Mount Everest.
Wow.
So he spent the rest of his life working on philanthropy projects to help develop clean water, electricity, schools, medical clinics for the Sherpas. Because they were very poor, undeveloped folks. And so I found this very inspiring because, like Hillary, I had developed a tremendous respect for the people that live in the high Himalayas. They are the strongest and kindest people I've ever encountered. They have a wonderful ethic of welcoming the stranger, being kind to other people, and they're incredibly strong. They make the toughest American mountaineers look like weaklings. and I have been quite humbled many times to be treading along in all my fancy high-tech mountaineering gear and see some little guy half my size whizzing past me in sandals.
Oh, that's funny.
Oh, so,
yeah.
Yeah, but so using Hillary as a model, I began working on different philanthropy projects and eventually started a foundation called the Bossa Village Foundation.
I see that. That's right, a link off of your website, Bossa Village Foundation USA.
Mm-hmm.
Very good. So here's the thing that I think is interesting, all of what you say is interesting. One of the things that really struck me was that part of what people can look at when they make this transition to retirement, their skills they have, the things they've done, they don't need to be necessarily lost, but maybe in some way kind of redirected, retooled, retrofitted, you know, reapplied in some way, like you did with the Bossa Village project to help or accomplish something that's beyond themselves. And it may not necessarily be a financial aspect to it. In fact, it might cost them to do it.
Well, that's absolutely right. And what I think is key is knowing what your own fundamental values are. You know, what do you really care about? And when you understand that, and it's not that easy to figure out, you know, when like you ask somebody that and they'll say, oh, well, my family. And then you ask them, well, how many hours out of the day do you spend with your family as compared to working or playing or whatever? And you know, you look at how you actually spend your time and what do you really care about. And then in the course of winding down work or in retirement, what you can do is you can figure out what do you really care about and then truly allocate your time to that. And so what I developed with this Himalayan project is I figured out I really love being up in the mountains, camping, hiking. But it also makes me feel really good to help people who are less fortunate than I am. And so I developed what I call in my book philanthro-trekking. Combining my enjoyment, personal enjoyment of trekking with philanthropy.
Very good. Well, our guest, ladies and gentlemen, is Jeff Raisley, and the website is jeffreyraisley.com, traditional spelling for Jeffrey, and then RASLEY.com. Short break. We'll be right back.
There are hundreds of annuities available in today's marketplace. How can you know if one is right for you? Certified financial planner David Holland answers this question and more in his educational booklet on annuities. To get your free copy, call Holland Financial at 888-747-PLAN. The annuity booklet provides a plain English explanation of the different types of annuities so you can decide if one is a good fit for your situation. Again, that number is 888-747-7526.
And we are back. Jeff Raisley's on the line with us, and we're talking about this transition to retirement and what you're going to do with your time. And if you're already retired and you're like, well, David, I've been retired and I've got no problems, or maybe you scratch your head going, you know, I want to do something different. Jeff, I was just talking to a neighbor who had not long ago retired, and we stopped and talked this morning, in fact, and we had a conversation kind of just out there in the street, and he's like, you know, I'm looking to do some different things. Let me know if you see something. And, you know, I think a lot of times people, they get to retirement and they go, okay, now what?
Yeah, and what I've had that same conversation with a number of friends, and I have taught a couple different times a class called Changing Directions in Life for OASIS, an organization for retired folks. And what I find a little bit amusing, I guess, is that folks who now have the time to really spend their time, the time that they have left in their life, in meaningful ways, have the personal courage to actually step out and do what they would love to do. For example, one of the guys in my class loves sports, has always loved sports, you know, played sports through high school and college, and then worked all his life and never really got to enjoy his love of athletics beyond sitting on his butt and watching ball games. So, so we talked through it, and there are tremendous opportunities for recreational youth sports coaching. There's a YMCA right near where he lived, so he looked into it, and he's now coaching youth basketball. He told me he was going to start coaching youth baseball, and so this guy is probably going to have plenty of opportunities year-round to coach youth sports. Another woman was an artist, and she had kind of run out of her own creativity. She was almost 70 years old. She said she was kind of disappointed that she never became really rich and famous from her art. So I said, well, have you ever taught art? Well, no, she hadn't. How would you feel about teaching art? I know a program for inner city kids where it's an after-school program, and they offer all sorts of different cultural enrichment. As she looked into it, so she's now volunteering her time for after-school enrichment, teaching these inner-city kids art, using her own skill set in a different way, but in a way to give to others, because she really no longer needs to try to use it to make money for herself.
What a wonderful place to be, right? I mean, that's the place to be, is to be in a position to kind of turn outward or look outward and say, okay, now how can I've hopefully accumulated or positioned myself for retirement, and, you know, it's a choice, and I've not been, you know, forced into it, although that does happen more often than I think a lot of people realize, that somebody's in a position to say, okay, I've used those skills for me, now I can use them for others.
Exactly. And of course, you're right in pointing out that It does take effort and discipline in terms of saving and putting yourself into a position where you're able to do that.
Well, that's why I do what I do.
Exactly.
That's what I'm doing to help people, both that are before they retire. Of course, is my preference. I can help them when they retire as well. But the people that plan ahead, that's obviously a good place to be.
Well, right, and the service you provide is really wonderful and important. The World War II generation, the generation my parents grew up through the Depression, and saving was just the way they lived.
Exactly.
They had to save, so they were. So many folks in that generation were very disciplined in saving. My generation, the baby boom generation, was a very privileged generation, because our folks had worked so hard and had the opportunities of the GI Bill for higher education, better employment. We were the most well-off generation ever in the face of the earth, and because of that, many people my age never developed that discipline of saving and prudent investment. So, lots of folks need to learn some basic principles and then apply the disciplines necessary to put themselves in a position where they can really spend their time in ways that are fulfilling and meaningful.
Well, there's 10,000 of them retiring every day for the next 20 years. So we shall see. Jeff, we're going to take one more quick break and we'll come right back. Stay tuned.
Creating a world with less cancer takes a team effort. It takes survivors and caregivers and regular folks like you and me who all unite at Relay for Life. This year, nearly 4 million people nationwide will come together to celebrate, remember, and fight back. We're the American Cancer Society, the official sponsor of birthdays. Visit us at relayforlife.org.
And we're back. Jeff Raisley is our guest. Occupation? Retired? But very active, and climbing mountains, writing books, helping other people as a philanthropist. Jeff, it's been good having you on the program. We've got about a minute and a half left here. Any final thoughts for my listeners?
Sure. One thing I would like folks that are approaching retirement to understand is that there are far more hours in the day than most of us really understand. And when you've been working all your life and you spend 8 to 10 hours every day in employment, and then you get to a point where you don't have to spend your time that way anymore, it opens up so many opportunities to engage in activities that are meaningful to you. And whether that means just engaging in some hobby you love or helping other folks, what you really need to do is you need to figure out what is important to you. What are my fundamental values, and how can I allocate my time to live a life that expresses those values? And for God's sake, don't spend it just sitting in front of a TV.
Yeah, get out there and do something. I think that's a great advice, Jeff. Our guest today, ladies and gentlemen, has been Jeff Raisley. The website is jeffreyraisley.com, R-A-S-L-E-Y.com, Raisley, jeffreyraisley.com. Several books available on the website, and I already was surfing around on the website. A lot of interesting links, so I'm sure they'll get a lot out of that. Jeff, thank you very, very much for being on the program with us today.
It's been my great pleasure and honor, David.
All right, let's stay in touch. Thank you.
You bet.
Want to learn more about Real Money with David Holland? Visit us at realmoneyradio.com, where you can listen live or to the archives. You can also email us your questions, comments, or show ideas to info@realmoneyradio.com. Be sure to like us on Facebook at Real Money with David Holland, and keep up with Scott Connor by following us on Twitter at Real Money Radio.
Remember, nobody cares more about your money than you do. This has been Real Money with David Holland. Thank you for listening.